Beware of the culture shock. They do things differently over there, people warned me before I emigrated to America. I wasn't too worried. I'd visited as a child. I'd even lived in Washington, D.C. for nearly a year at the age of 5. And my first few months in America, I moved in late June, were, apart from the heat, a delight. 4th of July, much earlier summer holidays for my children, and a beautiful autumn. By the time of my first Thanksgiving and Christmas, I had a nice job in a vibrant Pennsylvania city, and I felt I had the hang of things. Until I saw the work calendar for my first Christmas. I didn't work in an essential industry, and the work shift for Christmas confused me enough to visit my boss. "You have us all down for Boxing Day," I queried. "Surely a mistake." "Boxing Day?" she queried back, and I experienced one of those awful moments of same language, completely different experience. When I discovered that the quiet library in the quiet town was going to open as usual on the day after Christmas, I was, I have to tell you, horrified. For most of the Christmas-celebrating world, the day after Christmas is almost as sacred as Christmas Day itself. Known as Second Christmas in many parts of the world, or St. Stephen's Day in others, it's Boxing Day in the British Isles, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. This is a day full of its own traditions. In Ireland, December the 26th is Wren Day. The wren is a symbol of the first Christian martyr, St. Stephen, whose feast day is December the 26th. Children will dress up as wren boys on St. Stephen's Day, carrying a small wren, these days mercifully an artificial one. In nastier times, the wren boys would kill a wren and carry it. And the wren boys go from door to door, singing songs and collecting money at each house in the village. Boxing Day, celebrated in every country once ruled over by Britain, with the notable exception of America, is called that not because it has anything to do with the sport of boxing, but rather it's named for the boxes that were placed at each church door to collect alms. It has been a custom since the late Middle Ages to open the boxes of donations on the 26th of December and distribute the money to the poor of the parish, for whom Christmas was a meagre celebration. Beginning sometime in the 16th century, the custom spread, and the rich men and women of stately homes and castles, and later the mill owners and wealthy industrialists, expanded the custom. On Boxing Day, the rich would create boxes for everyone in their wider care. My great-great-grandmother Caroline was born a lady. She passed down to her children the story of how it was her duty to gather together wicker boxes of foods, drinks, gifts, blankets, sometimes clothing, and take a box to each of the poorer folk in the village where she lived. For the servants of stately homes and castles, Christmas Day was one of the hardest working days of the year. With the castles filled with guests, the servants had to work double time to prepare, serve, and clean up after myriad fine parties. On Boxing Day, many of the first families of the country fended for themselves and gave most of the servants the day off, further rewarding them with hampers of goodies to take home to their families. In the modern era, Boxing Day in Britain is blissfully quiet. We've carried the tradition into a new era. Only those in the essential services go to work. Shops are universally closed. Many stay closed for an entire week between Christmas and New Year. Families gather after the rush of the day before to simply relax. Dinners are confined to get-it-for-yourself leftovers, and as nobody goes out and about, it's a safe day to stay in your pyjamas all day, playing games with your family and keeping the world at bay. In 1853, no doubt fueled by the comforts of Boxing Day, English hymn writer John Mason Neale turned an old Czech legend about a kindly duke, Wenceslas, into what is now a very popular hymn. We do know that Duke Wenceslas was said to go out in cold winters with alms in hand to distribute to the poor in his area. John Neale logically thought that Wenceslas must have done this on Boxing Day or the Feast of Stephen, and left us with a powerful image of the meaning of the day. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Wenceslas tells his page to help him gather a box of food and fuel to take to the poor man, and even though the night is bitterly cold and the poor man lived a distance away, Wenceslas is determined. His poor page, though, has a tough time of it. "Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how. I can go no longer." But Wenceslas is determined and encourages his page. "Mark my footsteps, good my page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing." Even though I've lived in America long enough to have grown up grandchildren living here, on Boxing Day, we try to keep to our old British tradition. And each child knows that going shopping or causing unnecessary work for anyone else on Boxing Day is strictly forbidden in the larger Powell household. Happy St. Stephen's Day. Happy Boxing Day.
Fiona Siobhan Powell, WVIA radio producer, professional storyteller and folklorist, musing with us about December 26th, marked in many countries as Boxing Day. Thank you, Fiona. For more information on Fiona and her storytelling, she has a website, fionasfable.org, fionasfable.org, F-I-O-N-A-S-F-A-B-L-E.org.